Winter weather has certainly settled into the northwestern portions of the U.S. Midwest, with a blizzard impacting many areas from the Dakotas into portions of Wisconsin and upper Michigan the last couple of days. Some of the snowfall rather impressive in the northwestern portions of the region, including the northeastern part of Minnesota, where 33 inches were reported on the ground earlier this morning. It looks like the moisture totals in the last 24 hours have run anywhere from a few hundredths of an inch upwards to around 5/10 of an inch, most often from the eastern Dakotas into upper Michigan. But there are a number of locations in that region that have reported much greater amounts, ranging from a half inch up close to 1 inch. Those are the areas that have had significant amounts of accumulating snow. A record amount occurred yesterday during the day across portions of the Grand Forks, North Dakota area, where 7 inches was reported, and totals since then have gotten much higher. In fact, a widespread region of 6 to 12 inch accumulations have occurred in portions of North Dakota, and certainly northern Minnesota will hear about much greater amounts, maybe into the 20 to 30 inch range across those northern counties in Minnesota. In the meantime, the rest of the Midwest, relatively quiet yesterday. Not much precipitation of significance was reported, although a few spits and spats were noted. And it looks like we're going to continue to look at a temperature contrast across the country for the next several days. That raises the potential for repetitive precipitation events to occur in the lower eastern Midwest and some neighboring areas in the lower Mississippi River Basin, as well as the interior portions of the southeastern United States. This is all because of bitter cold air coming from an Arctic air mass that is going to persist over the northern plains and portions of the northwestern Corn Belt for several more days. This cold air mass will contrast from a warm air mass that will be present in the southeastern corner of the country. The temperatures in portions of Georgia and Alabama, as well as Florida, will probably be in the 70s over these next few days, with the warmest weather possible over the course of the weekend. There may actually be some 80-degree high temperatures in parts of Alabama, Georgia, and Florida, with a strong contrast between that and temperatures in the mornings running in the negative 20s and negative 30s across parts of the northwestern U.S. plains sets the stage for frequent storm systems to run across the heart of this temperature change area, and that is going to include region from portions of northeastern Texas through parts of Missouri and portions of the northern U.S. Delta into the heart of the eastern Midwest. These areas will see periods of precipitation over these next few days, and will likely see it moderate in intensity at times. The majority of this precipitation, though, is going to come in a couple of waves. The first will probably begin as we move through the afternoon today and continuing overnight tonight and into the day on Friday. A reinforcing shot of energy will likely come across the very same region as we move from Friday into Saturday morning. Then finally, some drier weather will occur, but only for one day on Sunday, before another round of precipitation impacts the very same region as we move from Sunday afternoon into Monday. These three storm systems will see to it that the ground is saturated from northeastern Texas to Ohio and Kentucky, as well as Tennessee. These areas will probably run a risk of some flooding as we can move forward through this period of time. The ground will certainly be saturated. We do not expect all the precipitation to occur as rain, by the way. There will be a band of snow, sleet, and some freezing rain that will occur along the northern fringes of this precipitation. Right now, it looks like the area from central Missouri into portions of northwestern Ohio and southeastern Michigan will be the areas that see the most significant snow and ice accumulation. We'll look for some improving weather to come as we move into the second part of next week, but it certainly will be a slow go. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.